Hi, welcome to On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway, and Teasel the dog, and also Ariadne the cat is around the place, which is why the dog's so interested. Right, okay, let's go on, and I'll tell you about Teasel at the end if you're interested in finding out more about her. Ooh. Okay, on this day in Tudor history, the 21st of November 1559, Frances Grey, Duchess of Suffolk and the mother of Queen Jane, or Lady Jane Grey as she's more commonly called, died at Richmond. Now, Frances was buried in St. Edmund's Chapel, Westminster Abbey, on the orders of her cousin Queen Elizabeth I. Her second husband, Adrian Stokes, erected a tomb in her memory. Now, let me tell you a little bit about Frances. She was born on the 16th of July, 1517, the Feast of St. Francis at Hatfield. She was the eldest daughter of Charles Brandon, Duke of Suffolk, and his third wife, Mary Tudor, Queen of France, who was, of course, the sister of Henry VIII. The records tell us that Lady Boleyn and Lady Elizabeth Grey acted as proxies for Queen Catherine of Aragon and Princess Mary at Francis's christening at Hatfield on the 18th of July. Some believe the mystery Lady Boleyn to be Anne Boleyn's aunt, also named Anne Boleyn, and others believe it to be Elizabeth Boleyn, Elizabeth Howard, mother of the future Queen Anne Boleyn. In around May 1533, 16-year-old Frances married Henry Grey, Marquess of Dorset, who was also about the same age, age 16, at Suffolk House in Southwark in London. Her mother, Mary Tudor, died in June 1533, and Frances acted as chief mourner at her mother's funeral. Just 3 months later, her father, Charles Brandon, married his 14-year-old ward, Catherine Willoughby, who, of course, was younger than his daughter, Frances. Frances's father, the Duke of Suffolk, died in 1545, and in 1551, Frances's husband, Henry Grey, became Duke of Suffolk following the deaths of Frances's half-brothers. They died of sweating sickness. Frances's first two children, a son and a daughter, died in infancy, but she went on to have three surviving daughters with Henry Grey: Lady Jane Grey, or Queen Jane, Lady Catherine Grey, and Lady Mary Grey. Her eldest daughter, Jane, became a ward of Thomas Seymour, brother of the late Jane Seymour, Queen Jane Seymour, and also brother of Edward Seymour, Lord Protector. And Jane lived with him and his wife, the Dowager Queen Catherine Parr, for a time. Frances has often been portrayed as an overly harsh and abusive mother after Roger Ascham, who was visiting the Grey household to see his wife Alice and his friend John Elmer, wrote of how Jane had complained of her parents' treatment of her and their correction of her with pinches, nips and bobs. But there's no other evidence to back this up, and author and historian Susan Higginbotham addressed this topic in an article on the Anne Boleyn Files, which I'll give you a link to, writing, "The impact of Ascham's recollection on Frances's reputation simply cannot be understated. Historians and novelists alike have used it to construct an image of Jane's entire childhood as more Dickensian than anything that Charles Dickens himself could have imagined, brightened only by Jane's brief stay at Catherine Parr's household. Any possibility that the adolescent Jane, like other intelligent adolescents, might have been exaggerating her complaints, that she might have spoken less harshly of her parents with time and maturity, or that her parents might have had genuine cause, by Tudor standards, for disciplining her, has been ignored by all but a handful of writers. But it is, of course, hard to know what was behind Jane's words." On the 25th of May 1553, Jane married the Duke of Northumberland's son, Guildford Dudley, and Frances's second daughter, Catherine Grey, married Lord Henry Hastings. Soon after, an ill King Edward VI wrote his device for the succession, this was a document where he was actually saying who he wanted to be his heir to the throne. In this device, he removed his half-sisters, Mary and Elizabeth, from the succession. The original draft stipulated that the crown would descend through the male heirs of his cousin Francis and the male heirs of her children if Edward died childless. When he took a turn for the worse, Edward changed the device to read, "To the Lady Francis's heirs male, if she have any such issue before my death, to the Lady Jane and her heirs male." Then, when it became clear that he was dying, Edward settled the succession on Jane. On the 6th of July 1553, Jane became queen. Unfortunately for Jane, her reign was cut short when Edward's half-sister Mary took the throne. Jane and her husband Guildford, her parents and Guildford's father and brothers were imprisoned in the Tower of London. But Frances and her husband, Jane's father, were released on the 31st of July 1553 after Frances appealed to Mary, who was, of course, her cousin. Following Frances's husband's involvement in Wyatt's rebellion, his and Frances's daughter, Lady Jane Grey, was executed in February 1554, followed by Henry Grey himself. He was executed on the 23rd of February and Jane on the 12th of February. Frances went on to marry her master of the horse, Adrian Stokes, in 1555, and Queen Mary I allowed them to reside at Richmond. Frances went on to give birth to a daughter, Elizabeth, who died in infancy. On the 7th of November 1559, Frances was ill enough to draw up her will. She was 42 years old at her death on the 21st of November 1559. The Latin transcript on the monument erected at Westminster Abbey by Adrian Stokes for his wife reads when translated, "Dirge for the most noble Lady Frances, one time Duchess of Suffolk. Naught avails glory or splendour. Naught avails titles of kings, naught profits a magnificent abode resplendent with wealth. All are passed away. The glory of virtue alone remained, impervious to the funeral pyres of Tartarus." That's part of Hades or the underworld. She was married first to the Duke and after was wife to Mr. Stokes, Esquire. Now in death, may you farewell, united to God. So that seems a very fitting tribute to this fascinating Tudor lady, Lady Frances Grey or Lady Frances Brandon or Frances Stokes, Duchess of Suffolk. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.